Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah's getting married to a man that already has two teenage girls, so she's got to step into that stepmom role, which I can only imagine is difficult. I'm so glad that I don't have to be a step-parent. But, man, this guy, I don't know if this is, like, stepdad of the year or this is the worst thing ever, but it made me laugh. I saw this a few days ago, and I wanted to share it with you. This, y'all, is hilarious. There's a guy in Michigan, and last Saturday, he live-tweeted a major saga going down at his house. He knew his 18-year-old stepson had brought a girl home the night before and she had slept over. And apparently heard him getting it on in the middle of the night, but the kid's mom didn't know. So he kept the world updated on his stepson's progress of smuggling the girl out of the house the next morning.
Oh my God.
And it is hilarious. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is so exciting to me. So my stepson has a girl upstairs in his room that stayed the night and my wife doesn't know yet. I'm curious on how he plans to smuggle her out now that the whole family is awake. And now we wait.
Oh my God.
I already love this guy. People asking for updates. She's still here. The wife has gone into full Saturday house cleaning mode. Still hasn't noticed the cute white shoes by the door. This could be his chance while she's distracted. I hear definite moving around from his room right above me. It's 10:39 and this poor girl hasn't had a chance to pee this morning. No one in this house would have all white shoes. He posted a photo of her all white shoes right by the front door.
Yeah, there's like camo boots and like all like every giant shoes.
How does his wife not notice that?
Apparently they're one of the houses that everybody has to take their shoes off whenever you enter.
Oh.
And they all store them right there because there's a rack of shoes.
Well, why did the girl not carry the shoes up to the room?
I know, because they really stand out.
That's a rookie mistake.
A note on the shoe thing, there's a side door attached to the kitchen, literally right at the bottom of the stairs, but those damn shoes are on the opposite side of the house. Oh, this is getting interesting. 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My wife, amazing wife, cleaning so hardcore she doesn't even notice me standing behind her to take this pic.
She's like getting into the tub. Like, I need her to come clean my grout. She looks awesome at it.
Music cranked all the way. Now's the chance. Will he see the opportunity? Go, dude, now. Go. I see y'all comments about help the kid out. He's an 18-year-old grown-ass man. We live and die by our choices. That's what he said. And the wife is done in the bathroom and moved on to the kitchen. The kitchen is at the bottom of the stairs. Ooh! So who are we rooting for? He put an actual poll on
so
Twitter.
Awesome.
Who are people rooting for?
Young Love or Mama Bear?
Oh, Mom, all the way.
Yeah, Mama Bear.
Mama Bear only has 37% of the votes.
Well.
63% of people are all about Young Love. Now I like this guy even more. I think they might be waiting it out, he says. The wife usually lays down and reads after lunch, especially after cleaning her ass off all morning. Could he be waiting for that? Can she hold her pee another hour? I have no idea what they're thinking up there. I'm afraid this thread isn't going to live up to the hype, you know, like a Ben Affleck Miramax movie. I'm waiting, just like the rest of you.
That's where I lost it. I was like, I love him. Like, he just threw in a Ben Affleck movie. So funny.
All caps. OMG. OMG. Oh, my God.
What?
She came down to use the bathroom. It's one of his closest friends. See? Mom might believe it's just a friendly sleepover. She was lucky enough to sleep through the sexy time above our heads at 4 a.m. I don't even know if the wife saw her come downstairs to use the bathroom. She said nothing, and it's not like I can ask yet. OMG, this kid, nonchalant AF. He casually strolls downstairs and grabbed those shoes and went back upstairs.
Wow.
Side-eyeing me the whole way past. I shot him a little wink. They're going to hit that side door, bet. Well, that's a wrap, folks. Mama just went to the bedroom to lay down and read for a bit. He's got a good 2 to 3 hour window. Looks like Young Love finds a way for now. And closure, sure enough, hit the side door and they gone. I don't know about you, but I need a drink after the suspense. Thanks for following along. This was amazing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.